Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, winding down the day. Some of y'all are already packing your bags, and I tell you what, just heading for the car. You've got a beautiful drive. It's a day worth lowering the windows and driving home and just letting the breeze run through the car. I mean, right now it is like, 74 degrees outside? Just unreal. And the sun is shining, blue skies. I mean, it's these are the days that Jeeps were made for, and yes, I'm a Jeep guy. So the top will be coming off the Jeep for too much longer. But listen, hey, going to open up the phone lines now. If you want to talk a little bit, 866-494-9866. Call in. Tell me what you think about today. The news we've been talking about, the triple dipper stories that we've had, Democrat infighting, which is occurring at epic levels. What are you seeing? Do you think the Democrats are fighting amongst themselves more than they're fighting with Republicans right now? Number two on the triple dipper was the Biden administration seems to be actually intent upon damaging military readiness. I'm seeing that left and right. The actions being taken against our men and women in uniform are heinous, and I think they're truly damaging military readiness, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. And number three, we just talked to State Senator Clay Schofield. Special session next week. They're going to be spending over $1 billion building prisons, but this is a problem that's been going on for a long, long time. What do you think about the plan? What do you think about them spending the money? What are your thoughts on it? Or do you have questions about it? So, hey, 866-494-9866. Lots of things happening out there in the news today, things that weren't even on my triple dipper for the day. I mean, I got to go touch base on a couple things. Copper and I talked about briefly the fact that there was a abortion bill that passed, sponsored by Nancy Pelosi, that is one of the most heinous things I have ever seen, that is literally trying to codify what amounts to a Roe v. Wade codification so that it would become the law of the land and you couldn't overturn it through court action or through trying to pass state laws. And I just find that to be just awful, one of the most awful things I think I've heard of. Other things that have happened in the news today, I'm looking right now. It's just amazing to me. The Biden administration is the most they lack leadership more than any administration I've ever seen. The people they put in office have truly never held real jobs. If you look at President Biden, and I'm going to say this not carefully, I'm just going to say it. He has never led a thing in his life. Look at his job resume. He has always been an elected legislator, which means that he's not leading an organization. The executive branch tends to be one that has to build organizations, lead large numbers of people. The state or the U.S. Senate, you have the luxury, as he's had for 47 years, the luxury of being able to get up and rail at the microphone and then walk away and have no responsibility. And that's where he's been for 47 years. And now guess what? It all comes back to him. And this is what happens when you try to elect people based upon personality issues and not things like leadership and policy. And when leadership and policy don't matter to you, you get things like Joe Biden. And so we just saw today, here's one story, top of the line here on Fox News. I'm looking at it right now. Border agents are stunned after Biden vows retribution over false claims. And border agents are saying, he's threatening to throw us in prison? You got Border Patrol agents that were on horseback. It's what they do. There are police offices or police departments all over the nation that have mounted horse patrols. We've got a sheriff's mounted posse in my county. It's just part of law enforcement. And so these guys were doing their job, and they've got all these folks that are illegal. They're literally enforcing the laws. No one got whipped, and yet Biden went on today having done nothing but watch a video. When's the last time he went down to the border? Oh, that's right. I don't think he has. So he got on there today and said what he saw was awful. Them strapping people is what he said, strapping people. And went on to say that they will be punished. So the president of the United States just basically became the judge and jury of his own people who were just down there enforcing the laws. Laws which, by the way, were passed while he was in office as a senator. He had every opportunity to change the laws, never fought for that. He's actually said some things in the past that make you believe that the things he's saying now, he doesn't really believe anyway. But nonetheless, he's out there throwing his own people under the bus. That is not leadership. You know what? If you got an issue with your folks, which happens, but if you got an issue with your folks, you don't go to the microphone and excoriate them in the eyes of the world. You make a phone call, you call them in for a meeting, you deal with their supervisor, and you say, hey man, get that under control. That's not the way it's supposed to work. I don't like what I just saw. Tell me why I just saw what I saw. Did I see what I think I saw? And then at the same time, unless it is so overwhelming, you get your people's back. You don't go out there and throw them under the bus. What we saw from Biden was not leadership. But the same thing for his activist Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. Mayorkas gets out there today after having previously announced that he was supportive of his men in the Customs and Border Patrol horse unit. He got out there after he faced a little blowback and changed his tune. And now they are under investigation, and they have been removed from line duty and put on administrative details. And we're going to get to the bottom of this because this is horrible. Alejandro Mayorkas. And that's leadership. You change your story like that in the public eye. You don't go talk to your people. I mean, so basically what's happening now is there's a complete lack of leadership that is bleeding out into all other areas. Hey, if you want to call in and talk about any of this, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Friday afternoon, I know a bunch of y'all are heading home. But if you want to put a comment in, I thought I saw a caller come in a minute ago, but apparently he couldn't stay on the line. So we'll just the phone lines are open, 866-494-9866 on a Friday afternoon at 4:40. Hey, here's something else I want to make sure you know, too. This is a good thing, all right? Attorney General Steve Marshall right here in Alabama, along with State Senator Arthur Orr, a friend to this show, someone who's been on several times, have come up with a bill together. The AG's office helped draft it. Arthur Orr says he's going to carry it in the Senate during the next regular session, that is designed to combat big tech censorship in Alabama. Yes, indeed. About time. We got Florida down there passing laws to do this, that, and protect free speech for their citizens. And it's time for Alabama to take some of the same hardline stances against these big technology giants. And so Marshall, the Attorney General Steve Marshall, and State Senator Arthur Orr combining to bring a bill, and I'll describe that in more detail because we've got some callers on the line that I'm going to right now. So, Copper, when you're ready, get me Rich from Huntsville on line 4. Hey, Rich, Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. How are you doing on Friday afternoon?
Hey, I'm good, Will. Happy Friday to you.
Thank you, sir. And what's on your mind?
I want to talk about the Haitians, man. You know, those border patrol members or whatever they are on the horsebacks with whips, man. That's a bad look. You know, especially for black people. It just has that whole antiquated look of slavery and colonialism. It's not a good look, especially when they're allowing Mexican immigrants to come over dry long. So, you know, nobody's bothering them, but the Haitians, because they are black, you know, they're getting sent back immediately.
Well, let me ask you about this for a second, Rich. Hang on a second. Let me ask you this for a minute. So you're of the impression that the mounted patrols on horseback have never been used to try and stop immigrants of other, you know, demographics at all. It's only being used on the black folks that are from Haiti. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's a bad look. Whether they've been doing that all along or they just started doing it. When you do that against black people and you're in America, the home of chattel slavery, it doesn't look good.
Okay, but you and I hear what you're saying, but you do realize those were not whips, right? There were no whips in their hands. They're not even issued whips. The reins of the horse is all people saw in their hands, and this whole narrative that they were whipping people is absolutely not accurate. You do know that, right?
I don't know that the picture, because just like you said, from the picture, I'm just judging by the pictures. I'm not at the border, so all I can go by is what I see. And what I see, it looks like they're slave catchers. That's what they look like.
Well,
and you
I think
tell me that slave catching looked any different than that back in the day.
Well, and so are you talking about a photograph or are you talking about a video? Because the photographer who took the pictures,
I haven't seen video. I just saw photographs. It's like the same photograph that they keep showing, the barefoot black man running with the horse, the man on horseback looked like he roping him with a whip.
I get it, Rich, but let me tell you, man. There's so if I'm a lawyer, so if I were in court right now having to defend this issue, I wouldn't let it sit with one photograph that could be misconstrued. I'd be wanting you to see the video, and I'd encourage you. There's a lot of video out there. There were four guys on horseback, and there were streams of people coming across the Rio Grande, and they were overwhelmed, and they were not whipping anybody. And if you watch the video, I think you'll see that. But the photographer who took the picture has already come out in their defense and said nobody was getting whipped. And I think that's it's important. Hey, Rich, thanks for the call. You calling in any time, man. I do disagree with that point, but I understand where you're coming from. But nonetheless, there was nobody getting whipped, and that's a wrong narrative to accuse these men of doing that when they weren't. Hey, I got Zach from Muscle Shoals on line 5. Hey, Zach, Phil Williams here on Right Side Radio. What's on your mind on a Friday afternoon?
Well, Phil, I'm thinking don't get too upset about them Democrats trying to codify Roe v. Wade into law. Because if you'll remember, when they wanted to accept homosexuals into the military, it was discovered that there was no law that said homosexuals were banned. It was a custom and tradition of the military. So the Clinton White House pushed for codifying it into law, that they could, by the law, they could not join the military. Homosexuals couldn't join the military by law, and then they had the law repealed. So let them codify Roe v. Wade, and then when we get the opportunity later on, we just repeal it.
Okay, I hear you. And you know, I'll be honest with you, Zach, not a bad point in terms of the legislative action can also be undone. I think that, you know, one of my concerns is I don't want them to have the opportunity to push us into a spot where we have to go back and repeal legislation, because once you've had the fight, you don't want to have it twice. But the other piece of this, though, is I don't know that they're going to get it passed, because they've still got to get it through a divided Senate. Not a single Republican, I don't believe, is going to support that bill if it ever gets up there to them, if the leadership puts it on the agenda. This is a horrible thing for any number of at-risk senators to have to be on the record voting in favor of, not to mention the fact that all you need in the Senate right now is one Democrat to say no, and it won't happen. It's done at that point. So, hey, Zach, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you being on the line. You have a great weekend. All right, folks, we're up against our last break of the day, our very last break. We'll take that break. We'll come back and wrap up the day. Some of y'all go ahead and pack up your briefcases, get your lunch boxes, start heading towards the car. Going to have a great, beautiful weekend. We'll come back right after this this short break and sort of wrap things up for you. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and live online at rightsideradio.org. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, wrapping up the day, wrapping up the week with Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. The time right now, 4:55 p.m. Some of you guys have already made it to your cars and you're headed home for the weekend, and I'm hoping you're going to have a good one. Hey, Copper, what do you have on tap for your show on Sunday? And by the way, folks, if you're not recognizing this, Copper has her own show on Sundays. Tell me about that, Copper. What you got?
Thanks. Yeah, the show is Prayers for Life. It airs at 3 p.m. on Sundays, and we're going to talk about the attempt of the Democrats to revoke all pro-life laws across the country, pretty much. So I'm glad I saw that in time to plan for it. And we're also going to talk about the 40 Days for Life prayer vigil, which just started on Wednesday. That is an organization which coordinates prayer across the country and across multiple countries now to pray together and end abortion in our country and in around the world.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, good on you. And so your show airs at what time?
3 p.m. on Sundays, or you can catch the podcast on our Facebook or Twitter page. It's just the title, Prayers for Life Radio.
Outstanding. Well, listen, and by the way, what we need to do too is maybe get your show tagged onto the Right Side Radio download podcast, because those are going well, and so I don't see any reason why we can't carry yours on the same podcast. So let's you and Parker could work that out in the background.
All right, let's talk about it.
That would be fine with me. Let's see where we are, by the way, as we head into the weekend. Where are we on podcast downloads?
Ooh.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going.
I'm gonna guess 6,400.
What do you think? You said what now?
I guessed 6,400.
You guessed pretty darn close.
Ooh, yeah?
We're at 6,300.
Ooh.
So that's, wow. It was 6,100 yesterday, wasn't it? Okay, so folks, what we're talking about there is if you've missed a part of the show, or you want to rehear part of it, or you got a friend that you say, listen, you got to listen to that thing they said. Well, segments of the show, we break them down into like, what, 20 and 30 minute segments, right, on the average copper or something like that. Sometimes 10 minute segments.
That's right.
But we download those every day to our website, rightsideradio.org. You just go to the website, rightsideradio.org, and you'll find a section there that is just filled up with segments of previous shows. And apparently they're going over like gangbusters, because over 6,300 listens to those podcast episodes. A lot of folks tell me that they're at work and they can't listen, so they catch it the next day while they're driving in or driving home, and that's pretty cool. That's a great thing. Well, folks, it has been a big day. The Triple Dipper. Next week, we're probably going to have the sound effect to go with it, because the Triple Dipper is going to be a feature from now on, sort of helping guide the status of the show. But today, the Triple Dipper was that Democrats are infighting among themselves at epic levels, just eating their own, like I said. The second thing of the Triple Dipper, three stories you got to know, is the Biden admin seems to be intent, in my opinion, on damaging military readiness. They could care less about our troops, it feels like. And number three, our state legislature, starting Monday, is going into special session, and they're going to be spending upwards of $1.2 billion, $1.2 billion, to build prisons. Something we got to have. But keep an eye on it, because they are spending your money in a big, big way, and it's worth asking the questions. All right, folks, amazing weekend ahead of you. You got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.